Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting content about Anthropic's new context engine for Claude, and it is an absolute game changer.
I'm excited to discuss this. I saw it drop on GitHub, the Claude Skills Cookbook. At first glance, I admit, I thought, oh, another API document. But it's so much more, isn't it?
So much more. It fundamentally alters how Claude operates. Think of it this way. Skills are like giving Claude a set of tools and some muscle memory. It's not just a chatty assistant anymore. It's a practical worker.
A worker? What do you mean by that? What can it, you know, do?
Exactly. It can do things. We're talking creating spreadsheets, building PowerPoints, analyzing data, even generating PDFs. It's wild.
Okay, so what is a skill, technically? Is it just a complex prompt?
Not quite. The article describes it as a small bundle of instructions. It's part code, part playbook, and get this, part vibe. Each skill has instructions on what to do, some code so it can actually execute it, and optional resources like templates.
So it's like installing a small plugin? Like you'd have an XLSX skill for Excel sheets and a PPTX skill for presentations?
Precisely. There's one for Word docs, one for PDFs. And the best part is what they call progressive disclosure. You don't need to load all of them at once. The model only loads the skill when it's required.
Oh, that's smart. So it keeps the token usage down. Very efficient.
Exactly. It's incredibly efficient. And the cookbook itself is structured perfectly for beginners to dive right in.
Right. It has those three main notebooks, correct? An introduction, one for financial applications, and then one for custom development.
Yep. The intro gets you set up and generating your first Excel or PDF in minutes. The financial one is super fun if you're into data. Dashboards, portfolio analysis, you name it. And then, the third one, that's where the real magic happens. Building your own skills from scratch.
So is the setup process a nightmare? I mean, cloning a repo, setting up a virtual environment, it can be intimidating for some.
Not at all. The article makes it clear it's not as scary as it sounds. You just need Python, an Anthropic API key, and Jupyter, a few lines in the terminal. Git clone, pip install, and you're basically good to go. It's very straightforward.
Okay, so once you're set up, how does Claude suddenly know how to run code and download files? That's a pretty big leap for a language model.
That's the fascinating part. You have to use what they call beta headers in your API call. These headers are like a permission slip. They tell the API, hey, it's okay to use the code execution engine and the files API. Once you do that, Claude basically transforms into an automation engine.
Wow. So give me an example. What did the author try?
They wanted a basic budget spreadsheet, and with just one prompt, no pandas, no OpenPyXL, none of the usual Python libraries you'd struggle with, Claude just wrote the entire Excel file and returned it. A genuine spreadsheet with rows, totals, and even formatting.
No way. It just hands you a downloadable XLSX file from a text prompt?
Yes. You get a file ID from the response. Use a helper function to download it, and boom. Budget.xlsx is sitting in your outputs folder. It's surreal.
That is impressive. But the real power move, according to the article, is creating your own custom skills. How does that work?
This is the part that blew my mind. You can teach Claude your own specialized workflow. The example given is creating branded financial reports. You package your logic into a skill with a simple skill.md file that describes what it does, the input type, the output type, and the logic to follow, like applying company colors.
So, the next time you call Claude with that skill, it just knows your entire process without you having to re-explain it every single time?
It's like giving Claude a shortcut to your brain. All that context, all those little steps you do every month. It just knows.
Okay, but it can't all be sunshine and roses. The article mentions little gotchas. It seems easy to hit a snag, especially early on.
Oh, for sure. And they're the classic ones. You'll probably forget to update your API key in the .n file, or you'll forget to add the special beta header. The article points out that if your prompt is too large, you might hit a token limit too.
That makes sense. But the author's argument is that this feels different from, say, GPTs or other plugins. Is that just hype? Or is there something fundamentally different here?
I don't think it's hype. The article frames it perfectly. This isn't just a retrieval system or a simple plugin. It's more like providing the model with a memory and a toolkit. It understands your goals and has the context to act on them across multiple steps.
So you could really do a whole workflow in one go.
Absolutely. Imagine this. Build a dashboard in Excel from some raw data. Then, have it automatically generate a PowerPoint presentation from that dashboard. And finally, export a summary of it all into a branded PDF. All in one run. That's not just a productivity trick. It's a real integrated business workflow.
That actually does sound like the missing piece between a simple chatbot and true automation. It's not just talking about the steps. It's doing them with structure.
Exactly. Claude can finally do things, not just talk about them. The cookbook is an amazing starting point, and it's so well documented. If you're a developer, an analyst, or anyone who runs weekly reports, the article says it's worth trying over a weekend.
And you'll walk away thinking, wait, did Claude just automate my job? I love that closing thought. It's both exciting and a little terrifying.
It really is. It's a glimpse into how AI is moving beyond conversation and into practical, everyday execution. Truly fascinating stuff. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in.
Goodbye.